Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron. We're here to have another wonderful program, and we'll see what we can pull out of the hat tonight. And today is Saturday. It's Saturday Night Live on the Light Chef, and the date is November 9th, 2013. Boy, time's going by. Oh, going to do an activation of the light beam right now. So everybody, bring it up on your monitor screen. You can scroll down a little ways on the fast chat here. I mean, on the page in front of you with the fast chat, if you have it up, and you have to be monitoring the fast chat for people. And also, let's bring up the light beam a little ways down. And here's the energy. So one, you're going to feel peace energy coming through you, probably all the way into your body. And let's just try something here. Say that you have a pain in your body right now, okay? Or an irritation of some sort. Maybe you have a rash that itches or something. So let's, once you maybe put your hand where your pain is, and we'll see if we can bring the peace energy, get it directed to that pain energy. So here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, boy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two, three. Makes my throat kind of get a little congested here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Oh. Let's bring Kathy on here. I need to get some water. I'm sorry, people. I wonder if any of you out there have a sore throat or something. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, hello, everyone. While you're getting your water, Ron, I just wanted to mention that we're on BBS Radio Station 2. And as you said earlier, we're going to be going to the Creation Light Ship with you for healings by the light beings. And so people can now start thinking about the area of their body they'd like to heal and or a particular room or healing area or light being that they'd like to have assist them with that, and post it in the fast chat on BBS, and also I can read that there, or also in clsquestions@yahoo.com, which I have open right now, and we'll be watching both. So when we go on the Creation Light Chip with Ron, the way this works is Ron is our ambassador and our guide through the various healing areas where these various light beings tend to our physical well-being. They clear us out of densities. They look us over and try to help us with what area we've asked them to help with, them with. Once we're there, you can either point to the area or put a piece of paper on it and say, please look at this. Just direct them somehow to the area of pain or the target problem area you may have, a challenge in your body. And they look at it for you and get you started as a sample healing. So, because Ron normally does these Creation Lightship visits over the weekends, which are called the physical healing intensive. And I had one today for 4 hours. And they will resume again tomorrow, Sunday, November 10th. At 10 a.m. Pacific time. For those of us who are registered to be on the intensive, it's an 8-hour healing, a lot like what we're going to do tonight. So that's how it works, and the healings will only work on the live show today, November 9th, 2013. However, if you're listening to this as an archive, you might feel some incredible peace as well as learn more about the amazing healing ability on the Creation Light Ship. So back over to you, Ron. I've got the fast chat up, and I see people are starting to put their room requests in. And When do you think we go to the light ship?
Why don't we go there maybe in maybe 15 minutes. Some people get on a little bit late, so maybe 15 minutes from now, maybe half past. Oh, we got a wonderful article from Ed on Rumor Mill News, and he's posted three of them so far. We thought, in case you don't know about what it was, we could probably maybe read it. It's a little lengthy, but just kind of sit back and relax and see how Kathy does with this article. I put her on the spot.
Okay, I think I'll pull that up right now then, Ron.
So we were talking about it earlier, and I think it would be a good thing for people to hear. And I think what we're going to do, too, is if you for 1 month here. So if you were enlisted, now you're going to be on active duty. And see what happens, because this battle is still kind of going on here, and you may want to be enlisted. If you want to be enlisted, just say yes, and we'll take you up and take enough out of time, going into future timelines and being trained. If you want to have combat, you may want to be, you know, on a computer doing something or maybe cooking food, who knows. But you will be in a different timeline other than the one here, so you can be bi-located to it. That you're going to probably be seeing or understanding different things here that are going through this process here. So we'll just see how this works out. So if you want to be enlisted, we'll do that. But some people may not want to. So it's up to you. Oh, here we go. Yeah, back to you.
Oh, okay, Ron. So if they want to be enlisted, they just say yes right this moment?
Yep, that's good.
Okay. I see Tim on the fast chat has already asked to be enlisted and to possibly go up to the battle again and the defense fleet ship. So just wanted you to know that, Ron. Already there's interest. Okay, so that's great, Ron. We can enlist for a month. Wonderful. I'm in. Okay, so would you like me to read Ed's article?
Yep, go ahead. So just kind of sit back and relax, everybody.
All right, this was dated Saturday, November 9th. It's called CLS Military Report, Battles of Comet Ison. The intensity is at 30% now, and two factions want out. We're fighting robots. That's the headline that Mr. Oxygen Ed has put. Okay, this is the third report, as Ron said. He writes, to give you a feeling for the magnitude of the Comet Ison battles, let's remember that our sovereign international soldiers are duplicates, volunteered by all the people that were in the armed forces within all the countries on Earth, throughout our past, present, and future timelines, which are all right now coexisting within the timeless, eternal now. As explained many times, time is an imprisoning illusion created by stretching the eternal now out into the illusional past, present, and illusional future, all brought to us by the darkest of ETs, who consider our suffering a game while they imprison us in this beyond holographic, unsolvable karma reunion prison. They are the real top of the pyramid controlling the invaders and their controllers' controllers, and in turn, their controllers and so on, until we ultimately arrive at the ultimate free will, free choice, negating intelligent darkness that owns both sides of all conflicts, and through lies and half-truths, wants to extinguish all life and replace us with mechanicals and programs. Of course, that way, there are no pesky surprises of dangerous independent thought or creativity. A so-called perfect world that does not include those pesky program-interrupting emotional sub-programs. But wait, except that in our true forms as spirits, back at home in our universe of true light, we already have all that perfection, plus complete freedom and creativity, and minus the control by an outsider and a horrifying extinguish all life part. So, if during the week you have found yourself tossing and turning a little more agitated or having memory or visions or dreams, glimpses of battle scenes, or feeling some extra stress, it is your normal personal validation this is real, as the images, etc., bleed over from your alternate soldier self defending us. We estimate the number of sovereign soldiers defending our home to be approximately more than equal to the number of people on Earth. Everyone has been activated at this time. During these recent battles, we lost about 5,000 of them, proportionately a very low casualty rate. Although outnumbered 100-1, we can attribute our low casualties to the Creation Lightship Defense Fleet, weaponry, and technology upgrades that have been used to enhance our people. Using light source technology outside of dimensions or above or beyond all artificially created time and dimensions, our soldiers have the ability to pop into an area within dimension to assess it, then disappear and target what they want, and then from outside the dimension actually fire into the dimension. To the enemy, this is just the source light beam slicing them up, coming in from nothingness. Our men and women suddenly reappear and are behind the enemy, quickly destroying them. With only 5,000 of our personnel falling in battle, needing to be resurrected back to life, we got off lightly. It's just as I explained in earlier writings, how source that created us can do anything, like resurrect our fallen soldiers good as new. We are certainly getting off a lot easier than the iron fist of control that was scheduled as the aftermath. Although intense, this battle is really turning out to be a waste of time, materials, and resources for those still trying to invade. The invading soldiers are armies of remotely controlled, biomechanical, yellow fluid-tubed destroyers communicating by hologram. And although the controllers are running their version of 3D or more printers full-time to make more of them, apparently they are running out of ink and having trouble keeping up. There are now two of the four invading races or factions who want to get completely out of this battle, which is now clearly a financial misadventure. It has not been the cakewalk they expected in their usual arrogance, so it is not at all profitable, to quote the Ferengi. Even when all they are doing is sending in their mercenary, no blood and gut, soulless robotoids to be destroyed, while cowardly hiding behind their interdimensional control consoles like the good little drone operating Nazis they are forced to be. The growing realization of the futility of trying to take on source of all life, CLS representatives, and those they train and equip, is apparently lessening the intensities of the battles to 30% of their original intensity. It is looking very much like their dreams of conquest and feasting on tasty humans and their clones without resistance are fading rapidly. So what can we expect to see? Your validation of all this is in what you don't and cannot see. First, let's consider what we can't see. Common things that are directly and greatly affect our lives here, but presently cannot be sensed by our terribly limited, dumbed-down, single-dimensional awareness are the wind blowing, radio and television waves, microwaves, lasers, radiation, psychic attacks, auras. They're all very real here. If you had sensors for them, you would definitely see them, just like these battles. Find the YouTube video of one of our invisible cloaked soldiers and watch it. If we did nothing to you or for you and set you down in front of soldiers with far more advanced, wider wavelength situational awareness sensors reaching into infrared and ultraviolet and interdimensionally and beyond, what do you think would happen to you? Wouldn't it for you be that something harmful just magically appeared as it blew you up or drained your life force somehow? So what do the invaders want you to see? Okay, we're inside an advanced prison hologram. Everything we see is controlled by our slaver controllers, who see far more than we do. They program what we see, like letting everyone discover that the comet had ships hiding in and around it, like letting channelers sprinkle around that they are there and running psyops through them like they are here to save us. Why? To alert their ground spies and loyalists, who are also sensory impaired, that they have returned. Prepare to be victorious. What I have been noticing is my dreams becoming nicer, as apparently a lot of control mechanisms have been eliminated that were designed to have us emote ET bad energy food for them. I have also been sleeping a lot lately. I must be sending replenishing life force to my soldier self to help with the battles. What you can do to help. Go to the website creationlightship.com. Find the remove spirit barcode clearing and do it. During the very first incarnation you had here, you were tagged, so they can always find and use you. That barcode followed you ever since. Remove it, and you are no longer owned. CLS finally found a way to get people out of here. Respect its availability as the most precious gift ever offered to you, and take responsibility to do this for yourself. Sponsor others to do this. Clones need life, too. If we take you or someone you know and you suspect either is a clone, give them the gift of having a spirit. They are already a life form, but cannot get to the place of not being controlled without having a spirit of their own. If they already have one, no harm done. I find it amusing that life, being source and all, that at the beginning you were created as a spirit, and after all the intergalactic politics, cloning, and strife have had play, any resulting life form can still be given a spirit. You don't like control? Clean out the programming to let yourself shine free. You don't have a spirit? Get one. The end, by Mr. Oxygen. Ed, if you're listening, I hope I read that to your liking. Okay, Ron, back over to you for comments.
Yeah, very good. I think what we'll do is go up right now, and we'll go to the defense fleet ship, and we'll do some healing afterwards. So let's go on, and your choice if you wish to go into one of the ships, and because you're battling right now. And we gave you a teaser last night for about a minute. We'll do it for a little bit longer tonight here. Here we go. We're going up, and you might just want to close your eyes and kind of get all your senses on board. Online, so you can actually maybe feel or see something. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're in one of the defense fleet ships. So there's a lot of them, more than we could probably even count. And also, if you are enlisted, you may want to go to your particular group of people, your unit, we'll call it, and you could be there right now. So here we go. We're going to be watching the battles take place. You can notice what I'm seeing is all of a sudden things appear and they disappear instantly. Like you're around so fast, you find a target, take it out, and it's gone. And that's kind of what happens here instantly. And it's like blinking an eye and something's there and it's gone. And that's the way working. Seems kind of, to me, ridiculous to these things to be out there. Remember, they're just the remote-controlled energies and probably controlled from way in the beyondo. much like you have somebody playing a video game, which everybody does. The younger kids always have these little portable things in their hands, and they're typing stuff all the time, or you know, moving something around on a playing some kind of game. So this is probably what the aliens are doing in the Beyondo, something very similar. They're able to tap into a hologram. That hologram gets projected over here, and so we're basically doing is getting rid of holograms, more than likely on timeline, that could come in here. That's what we're doing. So if anybody else sees something, if you want to call in, that would be perfectly fine. So that, if you want to type something on LS questions, you can do that also. It's quite interesting to feel it. You might feel your body jerk slightly as maybe your ship could have taken a hit. So the ship will move a little bit. Normally, they're pretty hard to take out now with all the armor on them and stuff. So if these things are conscious where they come from, and they're always trying to figure out how to improve their holographic systems, especially dealing with holograms. Oh, you pick up anything, Kathy?
I just feel a little adrenaline going through my body, like I must be sensing something, like I must be part of something, you know, kind of unusually dangerous, maybe, or exciting, or maybe even helpful.
Okay.
My heart's kind of racing, but...
we're on it here.
That's okay.
Yep, we'll see what happens here. And we'll just see if we get anybody else who wants to comment on the fast chat here. It's it is quite interesting. They're happening.
Well, right
so,
now people are.
Oh, it's incredible how fast things are moving.
Maybe that's why I feel a little like an agitation.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or it's okay, though. It's like an adrenaline rush. Some people, Dana says her body is jerking. Oh, gosh. Wow. Some people are saying they're ready to crash those holograms, timeline crash holograms.
Get on there and crash them. Yeah, that would help out a lot. Them out of our reality. Something really simple that you have to put in, you know, on the knowing they're on the timeline crashing, you know, just maybe put down time traveling soldiers that crash, you know, crash the holograms that they're dealing with and fighting on, because they only come. Well, there because there's something there, like a vortex coming in. That's the hardest thing is when the aliens create a vortex out of nowhere. You could be doing just resting, and all of a sudden, open one of these things up, and they could bring in tons of ships. So that this is what's happening is that you always have to be on guard, you know, waiting for something to come in. Remember, the light doesn't look for columns. Only deals with the one that, you know, enters into their doorway, basically. So light is not, in a sense, proactive to go out and, you know, hunt down aliens all the time. It only does that when they're attacked or something is happening to take away the free will, free choice of people. And, you know, there are other things happening. Some people that they're under attack all the time and, or difficult to try to figure out what's going on with a few people. Very sad that can happen. But at some point, we'll probably get to the bottom of it here.
Yeah, Ron, I posted the phone number to Station 2 call-in number on the fast chat. So again, Ron has invited anyone who would like to call in and describe what they're feeling or possibly seeing so the rest of us can...
There's people out there, they can't really, they feel something, but they can't Yeah, so if we have a couple of seers out there or something, it'd be wonderful for you to call in to describe what you know, what you're sensing and seeing. And myself, all that I see is ships. I see a flash of light and they're gone. That's just continuous. It's just continuous. And it feels like well, you're popping into different areas. You might feel like your body kind of been like a loop-de-loop or something, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, back doing something else. So it's it is interesting. And the bottom line is that we don't want these things to come into now timeline. That's the major thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to come into the now timeline here. That's why the battles are taking place, because they're trying to come into here. They've already working on timelines that they could be abducting people on, doing this also, you know, causing people problems. That's kind of ongoing. But, the, you know, to come into the now timeline, that's kind of where, you know, the light ship comes in and doesn't want that to be activated into the alien agenda.
Well, we're grateful for that. Comments from the fast chat. A lot of people are feeling some heaviness or pain in the chest. Some are inspired to be enlisted right now. Some people say their hairs are sticking up. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Some people say we need to take out all the original, all origins of the hologram timelines. John says, I feel like a soldier. RD is alert and pumped up. Barbara says she's timeline crashing the darkness energy around her. Oh, so some people are saying it's very intense. Some say they feel something on their face, and I do too, and pressure in the back of their head, and I feel that too. Maybe it's speed or something.
Could be, yeah.
We're being fast. We're as fast as light now, or faster than light, the speed of light, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Boy, that's good.
What we're going to do, too, not right now, is go to the light ship. So we're already there. We'll bring up our animal, pets, plants, and go into some healing rooms. And I think we'll just go into some rooms for maybe battle fatigue. We'll go into other rooms to just work on us in general. So I won't really be calling the names out of the rooms. We're in there right now having special healings. And it's very possible that as you're seeing the battles, maybe there's some timelines that they hooked you up to a long time ago. Now you're actually seeing those timelines also with the technology of the light ships that are out there fighting. Go in now and probably get those released from you on those timelines. Well, that'll be very beneficial.
That'd be great.
Yep. It's hard to see some of these beings. I see them, but they just don't look, they're more of a robotic type of energy. How to say what they are. They kind of look like tubes and things in them. They didn't put skin on them, we'll say. Maybe like a Frankenstein type of being, in a sense. No skin, and you can see fluids moving around to make the arms work on it. You can see the cameras as they're viewing what they're trying to strike. That's hooked onto them. We'll just say it's in their eyes to make it simple. As they're looking for the light ships as they come and go, probably pretty confusing. Now, remember, there's somebody controlling this thing in the Beyondo. They projected a hologram they can enter into the hologram, but it's really hard to find out they came from. So that's the problem, is that it's hard to find out where they are, because they're just creating so many holograms that you don't know which one they're connected to. That's how they camouflage themselves.
Hmm.
They are on timelines for abductions, etc. Then right now we could probably locate them. And then from there, we can get rid of some of the timelines that they've already had you hooked up to. That would be a good thing to do. Anybody else have any comments?
Let me see. Quite honestly, I'm sort of like in a spin here. Okay, David's using lights on his head for relief, and it works. That feeling, that back of the head intensity, that pressure. So let's see.
Or having a reaction down here, you can just ask them to kind of take away some of that stimulant, because you're getting, maybe you asked to have yourself see more. You know, and so they go, okay. No, and they're giving you what you asked for, you know. So if it is a little too you may just have to have it toned down somewhat for yourself.
Okay, I think that's what he meant, that the light beings are using lights on his head, and it's working for his the intensity he was feeling, that I'm also feeling. So I think that's what he meant, exactly what you said there, Ron. So let's see. Some people are saying they're also in a spin. Like, I'm kind of having a hard time reading the fast chat or, you know, anything. this is pretty intense, and it's okay, though. I mean, it's not like we're all in this voluntarily. So we want to do this. And now we're on the Creation Light Ship with Ron. So those of us who are listening can... you know, get some relief.
So we're there and about at the same time. So two things are going on. We're in different healing rooms. But, you know, probably more tuned in now to the battles. We don't do this that often here. Well, I'm seeing some pretty big ships right now. They're bringing in some really big ones. I don't know. If I were to say something, I'd say it'd be like a destroyer type of warship, like we have here. Physical size, I really can't give you any idea on that. I don't know. If I were to say something, it looks like it's probably about a mile and a half in length. It could even be larger, but that's what I'm kind of picking up. It's very large. So there's about 10 light ships backing it right now, so... You know, something going on, maybe you're the gunner. sharpening or strike force here of how to tune in and get rid of it. So, And you're probably feeling something on your head, because you're probably hooked up to some type of special instrument, like a helmet that's around you on your head. Allowing you to communicate instantly. Some of your brain matter there that we don't know anything about to help to adults also. So this will be fun. Not always fun, but it's interesting to watch this here. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, it's like we have a helmet on.
Yes, uh-huh. Yep.
I feel like a little tightness on the side of my head. Some of the people are saying the same thing.
Yep. So, figure probably come back. We'll stay up for about two more minutes, and we'll come back here, and we'll have some callers call in, say what they've seen. I think it's too intense for people to call in right now, as you're very, very focused. You may actually watch the, I'll use the word lasers if you want to. Be something else, but whatever they're shooting at you, you can actually see flying at you. See, and it can move over slightly, and it just passes you. Some actually have some type of tracking device on it, so have to actually dematerialize yourself and watch it go by as you turn yourself back on again. Some ships are actually being hit, you know, and you may feel your body jerk back a little bit, or you twitch a little bit. That's because you probably took a hit from one of the alien ships targeting you. Well, let's come back here, everybody. Go enlisted. If it does get too intense, I'm going to turn it down, or you don't want to see too much. I don't want you to be up all night all amped out here, you know. So I do that a lot, but you don't need to do that. Just tell them to turn down what's going on so you want to get some rest. Want to go maybe eat something, you know, get off duty. Well, here we go. Back. Animals and pets are coming with us here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okie dokie. So would like to have some call-ins, people. It would be quite interesting to see what you saw. And everybody listening may also like to hear the way you have perceived what's going on. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, I'm going to read some more comments. Some people are saying they can feel where they can feel heat where the pain was. And Barbara says that heat's gone off her face. And Janice said she was looking down a big hole, a big wormhole. Now that we've been to the light ship, some people are feeling a little better. And head feels like a very fast ride.
You might feel like you're floating a little bit, like you're anti-gravity. That could be part of it here. So you may start to feel a little heavier maybe in the next 5-10 minutes or so, but you may feel kind of like you're maybe being ungrounded slightly. That might be the wrong word to use, but I feel like you're too present here, that you're like weightless. That will change as body energy comes back here. We're bi-located, so have a little bit of an effect of what's happening. Thank you, Gabby.
We're definitely feeling things in our head. It's all about the head and the face here, where everybody's comments. I'm not aware of the rest of my body, my head for sure. I'm usually aware of my body and not my head. So I think people are feeling that, you know, the helmet feeling that was tight to the head sensation, and that. But it's okay. It's not a bad thing. So here's a question from G. What timeline clearing did Ron do? Did you do a timeline clearing, Ron?
I was doing some timeline. Yeah, what I was doing is getting rid of the holograms that the soldiers are fighting on. They're coming in on those vortexes, on those timelines. So remember that they can create a timeline, bring in hundreds of vortexes on that timeline, and then the light ship has to go look for those timelines of the invasions. Well, if you start doing timeline crashes each time one appears in the darkness timeline, then all of a sudden you may start to ease going on here. I'm still a little off here, so if I sound a little funny, that's the reason it's water.
Yeah. Well, here's some more. I've just refreshed the fast chat, Ron, and people are people are putting some comments down, although we'd still like some callers. I'll read the number out loud. For those who are just listening. Okay, it is 888-429-5471. That's Station 2, BBS, and they're standing by. Lines are open for your call. So let's see. Michael writes, that was rough, that timeline crashing. And Barbara says, she had tears rolling down her face as she timeline crashed, but she didn't have any emotions, just tears. And she was the one that was timeline crashing the dark energy around her. Thanks for sharing that, Barbara. Let's see more comments here. Chris in New York City says he definitely felt the helmets. Yes, his head had tightness also. And other people are joining in the in agreement about the head. Kelsey says she feels a little tingly. So anything, you know, anything you feel is what it is. How we react to something as unusual as this. So I'm starting to feel a little bit more myself again. Now my face is just a little bit warm, which is good. Okay, so
what's next here?
Hopefully we'll get a caller. Well, I have a feeling, Ron, as soon as we change the subject and take some of the questions on clsquestions@yahoo.com, someone's going to call in about this. So I kind of wanted to give people a chance to call in while we're on the subject. But since they didn't, we'll just go over to CLS questions and read some people's questions and concerns that came up during the week. All right, first one. Why do all timeline abductions happen every 10 minutes? Any insight on that, Ron? You've claimed it's every 10 minutes we're being abducted. Is that your observation, or do you actually know that?
Well, I had to observe it, and I need a couple of weeks to keep watching people. And it seems like 10 minutes was the magical number. If you looked at it, I looked at it, and it wasn't 9, and it wasn't 11. Oh, and it was 10. And I go, wow, that's pretty weird. So that's what I found out, and that seems to hold pretty true. So,
wow. Okay. I've heard you say the 10 every single time you talk about it. It seems like that is definitely always the number. But I think I've heard of...
If I do mention it, I'm always looking to see if something changes, okay? So being in the moment, I have to look, see if it is still 10. That's the way, you know, I work, is I work in the moment. And if it's something changes, I'll tell you, but that one has not changed yet. So it's still 10 minutes.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty frequent. Oh, too bad. I thought I heard a beep, so let's see if there's a caller there. Hello? Go ahead if you have a question for Ron or a comment you'd like to share about what we just experienced on the defense fleet.
Yes. This is Michael again. I called the other day.
Hi, Michael.
I felt what you guys were talking about, and it was really intense in my head. Like, I kind of still feel like I'm about to throw up or whatever because it's really rough. It's just... in the back of my head, it was like a tight helmet or something. It was just, like, stuck on there. And I had a question. You said that people can enlist. How long is that enlistment?
It'll be for as long as you want, but it'll be no more than 1 month.
No more than 1 month?
You want to do this, and, it goes along with what you want to do. That's fine. If you go, it's too much for me, I want out, then instantly you're out of it.
Okay.
Some people may want to be enlisted for the next month, see what happens with this energy.
Yeah. I was wondering, because are you going to feel intensity like that, like every day of the month?
I don't know. What you're feeling now is what I've been living through years, okay? metal so things at night. This is exactly how
I feel.
You feel
that like almost every night?
Yeah, I'm doing this continuous. Yes,
Wow. That's rough, man. Because I when you described the ship, I saw it, and it was really, it's kind of hard to describe in like physical stuff, but it's really like intense. You know, that's the only word I could really describe. I didn't really have a lot of emotions, just really intense physically. It like pulls a lot out of you.
Yeah, it
can
do that.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. That's all I wanted to say. And I had one question. So thanks for letting me experience that. That was really, really
something. Yeah, I got something else.
I didn't know it was.
So we got another one. So
yeah.
Are you if you want to stay on the line, you can. Why don't you stand for a minute? We're going back up there.
Okay.
And we got some I don't want to use the word prisoners. But we have captured a few of these things. They're in quarantine, and we're going to look at them. So if you want to see them,
okay,
we'll go there, everybody, so Michael can get what they look like here. But there's like six of them in this room, and they can't hurt you, but they're there. Maybe they want to... communicate something, but being this like a mechanical creature, that's maybe the people that are controlling them want to talk through them or communicate through them. They could do that, but we'll just look at them and see what's maybe somebody may get some information or insight. I don't know, but here we go. Scan them right now, and they just look kind of crude looking. And I don't know, their body doesn't seem smooth. You know, I'm just seeing a lot of bumps on it, like a horny toad sort of, you know, or a toad with bumps, warts or something. I don't know what they are. Maybe they're sensors that they use when they make them. I don't know. Can you pick up, Michael, anything?
Other than what you described, no. Really, the only thing I could perceive is just a blob of skin with a bunch of like colored cords going through it, and they're kind of sitting there robotically on like a little waiting bench somewhere, surrounded by bluish greenish force field or something.
Yep, that's good.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of correct.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. Uh huh.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Right home on this one, I guess. This is what we did tonight. We went out and fought aliens. These weren't even living ones. They're robotics. Anybody else wants to call in if you see the... we're still there watching them here. They're really no emotion at all in them. And I can see their eyes, if they, you know, where they do, if it was human looking, say they have eyes, okay? So kind of using that for the template here. And these are like, I see like green, like an LED, very, very bright. They're like little spotlights shining out of where their eyes would be. In sensors on them, I can see like an auric field all around their bodies. Maybe that's if you get too close, something will happen. It's quite interesting. So,
do they have hands and arms?
Oh, yes, they do have that, yes. Uh-huh.
What's their weapon?
They somehow are able to project stuff maybe out of their body. So their whole body, their head, like, turns all the way around, and not different parts of their bodies turn the same way. Like you take the arm, maybe like where the shoulder joint would be, it can just keep spinning in a circle with the whole arm attached to it.
Hmm.
So
Michael got to see that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if anyone else can see that. Even though you've described it, I'm not even getting a visual image of it. I just I don't want to, but I'm just kind of curious how they even function, if they're just a mechanical thing. That's all. And how can they be so dangerous? It must be all in the programming.
Yep, that's all
they do. That's rather frightening.
And you can see the sensors on them too, as they move really quick. So very high tech. Oh, any more callers?
I would think it would not be pleasant to look at them. Let me refresh the fast chat. Okay, so callers are welcome, or comments. RD says, this sounds like the Terminator. They had red eyes. Barbara says, it hurts her eyes to look at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, So are we still engaged in a battle with them now, Ron?
Yeah, we're still engaged, yeah. The ones who want to be engaged are engaged, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I am, because I'm getting that feeling again. I'm sure the rest of us probably just jumped right back into it. But, yeah, so Ron, aside from this, when we get back to our computers after the program and, you know, during the week, would you please restate how we can timeline crash to assist ourselves or to assist the sovereign soldiers of ourselves in this incident about the hologram? You said, had a certain phrase you were using. I can type it into the fast chat to help people.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Okay. It's about timeline crashing the holograms.
I'm doing about 100 things right now at one time here, so.
Okay, never mind then. Okay, Michaela's asking, where are they from? Is there a cube on them? What is the Creation Light Chip going to do with them? Janice,
they don't really stay in quarantine, so I have to figure out what they want. It almost feels like to me that the person who's controlling the robotic thing through all these holograms wanted them to maybe do some communication. So I don't know what that means. Possibly talk about something. Otherwise, they probably would not want to be in quarantine. As far as what they're going to do with them, right now, I don't know. Normally,
yeah,
they'd probably be given a spirit. You can have a new life, you know, in light. That's what all I could say. Typically, on the other hand, they could be terminated too, but they first give a choice to have a spirit. And it all depends how they came into quarantine. Maybe they're waving a white flag or something, you'll say, right? And well, there will be no harm, you know, taken to them. They'll just be returned back where they came from. I don't know how they got there. I'm just telling you that I see them. Okay?
Yeah. Sounds more than fair.
Like it's a very intense show here. I said if you do want to de-enlist or saying too much, you should feel pretty light right now. You should feel like maybe you weigh about half of your weight at least, you know, off of you. I just feel like you're really revved up on the inside, heightened consciousness. That's about all that I can say is that you're probably fully conscious on one level, probably trying to be numbed out on another.
Yes, I feel like my energy level is kind of amplified. I'm going to purposely slow my speech down. We're getting close to the end of the program, Ron. I see some couple of good questions here. G's asking, if the Earth Protect timeline crash, will help clear these timelines of battles.
Perfect. Yeah, do that one. Yeah, that one would be easy. Yeah, do that one. That can help.
Okay. The Earth Protect Timeline Crash is the sample clearing that Ron provides free on his website, creationlightship.com.
And
you can start running it tonight.
If anybody would like to comment on an email of what you saw, maybe I could send it over without your name on it to Ed. You can kind of post that maybe on one of the next posting if you wanted to, something like that. Anyway, that's up to you. But I would not give them your name or anything, just the information. Oh, here we are, another day.
Ron, let's see here. I did want to remind listeners that Ron did activate the light being for peace energy. If we feel we need it to bring ourselves to a little bit more neutral space and feel a little bit more calmer inside. And some people are commenting that, John, he sees them. He says he thinks they're green and they have, like, warts on their face, or they're, Barbara says they're brown with spots. And John says it looks like somebody with leprosy, and they look sad. Also, there's a couple of requests here for peace energy, or maybe we do a mind-to-heart drop towards the conclusion of the program, Ron, in a couple of minutes.
Let's do the mind-to-heart drop, everybody. Here we go. So take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. So you'll be at peace. So here we go. One, two, three. I'll drop it down the other way. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. I'm not completely here. That may sound a little funny to you. My voice may have changed slightly. But, yeah, I'm probably about 99% off battling right now. So, hard to keep my consciousness here to do a radio program. Anyway, hopefully you all enjoyed it. And do send an email. It might be interesting for people to know what it's about. And have Ed post it if you like. Remember, if you do want to get out of this, just say, yep, that's enough for me. Been there, done that. And I choose not to be enlisted, okay? If you do like it, you can ask them to turn down the volume, the intensity of it. Most people, they do want to see something, so they want to have all their visions turned up all the way. Then all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, am I seeing too much here? And you may not want to see that. So we'll be going to the light ship probably periodically if anything does happen that, you want to get some healing done from the battles and stuff. So have R&R. So anyway, we'll just see what happens. All the emails come in and go to CLS questions with those, and we'll see what happens. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. I'm going to get back.
You're welcome.
Ando and work. What I'm doing now is what I always do. So you may get up happening.
Well, we appreciate you, Ron, and people here are thanking you, and also Ed for the factual report that really gives them a clue in a really real way what's happening, and then to be part of it is really phenomenal, and to give us an idea of what Ron's life is like. Imagine living this way day after day without a break, plus all he has to do for us and the planet. So it's pretty enlightening and really increased our awareness and for sure mine. So we want to thank you, Ron and Ed. And Ed can read the comments in the fast chat as well in regard to these battle experiences. So it's a little bit after 1 o'clock, a minute after 8 o'clock, Ron. So maybe we could just say goodnight, and we'll see everybody tomorrow on the intensive at 10 o'clock. Who's registered?
Okay, so we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Bye, and thank you.